The Christ Jesus came into the world teaching mankind that there is but one source of all things, one cause, and he called this one source the Father. My Father, your Father, our Father. This one cause is not something that is separate and apart from us. This one cause is with us and in us always. This one cause expresses through us and as us. There is no separation. He said, the Father, the one cause, and I are one. I can of mine own self do nothing. The one cause, the Father within, is the one who doeth the works. The Father within every man is the one creative principle. The creative principle of life is always expressing through each and every one of us. The expression of this principle is shaped and molded by our minds. The consciousness, which is you. The expression may be as happiness or sorrow, fulfillment or limitation. Consciousness always reproduces itself. The condition of our affairs and of our bodies is the outpicturing of what we have in our mind. No outside force or no outside power causes anything in our lives. No one individual is doing anything to us or for us. Nothing ever happens by accident, by chance, or by luck. Everything is in divine order. By our words we are justified, and by our words we are condemned. We live in heaven or we live in hell according to our beliefs. By our thoughts we are rewarded, and by our thoughts we are punished. Scripture tells us that we are the sons and the daughters of God, and as heirs to the kingdom, we are capable of reproducing on earth as it is in heaven. We have been given of the infinite mind of God, through which we bring all things into the world. Whatever you long for, whatever you feel a need for, it already exists in divine mind. Through mind, through your ability to discipline your thoughts, you can bring it forth. Whatever you hold in mind long enough becomes your consciousness, and you will reproduce it in your world of experiences. Control your thoughts, and you will be rewarded abundantly. As long as you believe in a God that is separate and apart from you, you will be as a robot in this world. You will be bending whichever way the wind blows, for you will be giving power to something out there in space. But there is only one power, and you are using the only power there is through your mind. Everything that is brought forth in this world is limited only to the consciousness which is reproducing it. We individually and mankind as a whole are constantly expressing our awareness of life. Today, we celebrate Valentine's Day, a day of love, a day when we express our love for one another. Its origin is lost in history, but it is sometimes linked to an old English belief that birds choose their mates on February 14th. Others connect the event with one or two saints of the early Christian church named Valentine. And others still trace it to an ancient Roman festival called Lupercalia. According to Roman mythology, a wolf and Lupercal nursed a pair of twins. We know these twins as Romulus and Remus, and they will be the founders of Rome. This particular festival had the overtones of a fertility rite. It is most likely that Valentine's Day came from a combination of all three, as well as the strong stirrings of spring, which others believe is a time for lovers. We all know lovely people. We all know decent and honorable people. And we all know people who are unfulfilled. Lovely people who have been waiting for years to have somebody come into their lives to love them and to share a life of happiness with them. They feel they have so much to give. They have so much love to give if only they could find somebody or something to give it to. They pray for an answer to their prayers. They outwardly go about seeking fulfillment and love in this thing or that other thing or this person or that other person. And yet they remain empty and incomplete. There have been hurts. There have been disappointments. There have been betrayals and expectations that never materialized. And thousands of people wonder why their prayers have not been answered. An individual is known as joyful. There is always joy about them. This individual has a consciousness of joy. Another individual exudes gentleness and peacefulness. This is their consciousness, their awareness of life. Their words and their deeds are totally compatible with that which they are. They cannot be otherwise. They live their consciousness. These individuals are surrounded by joyful and peaceful experiences. By their fruits shall they be known. We cannot hide our consciousness. Do you seek peace? Become a consciousness of peace. Do you seek love? Become a consciousness of love. To verbalize love and to go through the motions of what we believe love is will not draw love to you. Your consciousness is the only door through which anything, including love, can come. We cannot receive anything at all until it first projects outwardly from within us. Every demonstration in our lives originates in mind. When we encounter a need for love, we must first become the embodiment of that love. We must become the very thing we wish to bring into our lives. For the law of attraction is like attracts like. A specific consciousness will attract a like or similar experience. As long as we feel the need for love, we are holding an attitude of lack in mind. This is an attitude of not having. With this attitude, we are giving recognition and we are giving strength to that which we do not have. And as long as we keep in mind that we do not have, we are magnifying the very thing we do not want, a lack of love. This is why we are admonished to believe ye have received them. Live that which you desire, and ye shall have them. The law is totally impersonal. The law does not give us what we want, nor does it keep anything away from us. The creative principle within you will always bring to you what is in your mind. Whatever it is that your mind is dwelling on becomes yours. When your mind steadfastly dwells on love and as love, you become the embodiment of love. You acquire a consciousness of love. Millions and millions of prayers go unanswered every single day because people pray to a God that does not exist. A consciousness will always reproduce after its kind. Your awareness of the Father within will answer all of your prayers. The Father is forever saying, "Turn to me, and I will turn to you." Your awareness of being is your key to all answered prayer. When we pray to the Father, we are told to close the door, and the Father, which is in secret, will reward us openly. To shut the door is to take our attention away from what we do not want. It is shutting the door to what the five senses are saying all around us. To be conscious of poverty because we see it, because we feel it, and we experience it, while at the same time praying for riches, does not change our awareness of poverty. To be conscious of a lack of love while praying for love is to be rewarded by still more lack of love. A true prayer for love is acquiring a consciousness of love. And as you are in consciousness, your Father in secret, so shall your manifestation be made openly. People are familiar. People of similar consciousness attract one another. There is a mutual attraction by law. Have you ever noticed the similar characteristics among groups such as elementary school teachers, professional athletes, musicians, police officers, ministers, and politicians? We have so many little sayings to illustrate this great law of attraction, and I know you know them. Birds of a feather flock together. Water seeks its own level. Tell me who you hang around with, and I will tell you who you are. They are cut from the same cloth. We live in a completed kingdom, a kingdom which has been proclaimed good and very good. Everything that we could ever possibly want is already right here. God has already met, already answered, and already fulfilled every prayer that has ever been or ever will be uttered. Answered prayer is becoming the awareness of what is desired. Answered prayer is the release in mind of what is not acceptable. Each of us is a living magnet. We are drawing to us everything that we magnify in our minds. Our will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. We are manifesting on earth that which is in consciousness. As within, so without. As within, so in manifestation. When we come to the realization that all we have ever wanted can be ours, we will begin to understand that we have been given dominion. We will realize that we have the power to change any situation. We have the power to answer our every prayer. We can change our lives regardless of the length of time we have been experiencing in harmony, unhappiness, and loneliness. The only thing that holds us back is our ignorance of the law, and hence our bondage to the world. Ignorance comes from the inflexibility and the rigidity of the human mind, and bondage comes from the belief that things will always be the way they have always been. It doesn't matter how long we have been held captive to tradition, to false beliefs, and to myths. As we turn to the Father within, we have the promise, "I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten." A human understanding of how the law works is not sufficient for a demonstration. You must embody that which you wish to attract. You must grow into the awareness that you are the very thing that you want. to rise in consciousness to that which is desired and to remain there is the way of all manifestation. We are all familiar with the story of Jacob wrestling with the angel. After his experience, he said, "The Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." When we come into the realization that the law is right here, the creative principle within each of us, and as we turn to the one source, the Father within, we too can say with Jacob, "The law of total good is in this place, and I knew it not." Love awaits you. Love has been ready and willing to express in your life just as soon as you become one with it. The mirror of life reflects outwardly exactly what is within. According to your hearts, will it be done unto you. The master teacher Jesus illustrated the exactness of the law when he said, "If a son asks for bread, will the father give him a stone? If a son asks for fish, will the father within give him a serpent?" Our good comes to us according to the attitude we assume. What we hold uppermost in our minds are the very things we demonstrate out here in our experience. I want to remind you that love surrounds you. Love has always been about you. Love will always wait for you. God is love. Paul tells us that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, total good. Let us make this lesson practical. Will you please join me in our closing meditation? I'd like you to take a moment to get comfortable. Rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands comfortably in your lap and just relax for a moment. Shake off all the stresses and take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. And as you release that breath, we are letting go. Letting go of everything that is not of God. Letting go of worrisome thoughts, things to do out here in the world, the slippery ice. Letting go of resentment and jealousy, and just be still. Be still. And go deep within to the center of your being, where our Father waits with His unconditional love, waiting for you to accept. Let us become still. I am in the stillness this very moment in divine mind. Divine mind is in me. The Father and I are one. The creative principle within me is now promising. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will restore you. I will supply you. I will prosper you. I will heal you. I will bless you. I am in God. I am God, total good, are one. Amen. The Lord blesses you and He keeps you. He causes His light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness, and he gives you his infinite, eternal, unconditional love, his wisdom, his understanding, and his peace. Amen. Praise God in whom all being is. Praise him, for word and form are his. Praise him, all ye his truth proclaim. Sing joyful praise unto his name. Amen. Go now in love and peace, and be joyful.